The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities. Featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists, Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here's your host, Winifred Adams.
Hello, and welcome to Making Life Brighter. You can reach us on the web at makinglifebrighter.com, and be sure to visit us on Twitter and Facebook under Making Life Brighter. My name is Winifred Adams, and I'm your host today. I'm the resident medical intuitive, a la healer or whatever else they like to call me from time to time. And today I want to talk to you specifically about healing. And we will cover in segments of this show today how I go about seeing clients and what that entails. And people come to me with everything that you can imagine, from terminal illness, diseases, just everything under the sun. And I have a few modalities that I work with that I want to share with you and explain how it is I come to understand what's going on with a person, what they need, and how to effectively help them. So today our show is going to be about health and healing specifically, using the modalities of tapping or EFT, iridology, or the colored portion of the iris and the study thereof in terms of body system health, and what I call body system health in general, looking at all the organs and the systems of the body as it pertains to a person's well-being as a whole. So today, we will start out and focus on when someone comes in the door and they have an actual issue. And most people come and they say to me, for example, you have a skill whereby you can figure out what's going on with me. And I have this symptom. I have this issue. And it won't go away. It's chronic. But in fact, usually what I find in people is though someone has even a terminal illness, there is always, always, always an emotional component that sits behind it. That emotional component dictates what happens in the body. In previous shows, I mentioned Bruce Lipton, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who speaks about this in his book, The Biology of Belief. And Bruce is on to something fantastic in our world scientifically, and he's expressing scientifically now what great masters and enlightened beings have known for many thousands of years, and that is that whatever we think or believe or what's influencing us or from our environment is affecting us physically. And it changes, according to Bruce, the expression of our genes in our body, which then give a different expression, and usually a negative one, which creates a dis-ease, or as we like to call it, a disease. So whenever we have dis-ease in a body system, we have what we would term an energetic imbalance. Now, we could have a dis-ease because the music around us is dissonant to us. We could have a dis-ease because the environment we live in is not harmonious. Maybe there's toxins in the environment. Maybe there's pollution in the air. Maybe there's chemtrails that are coming over us. Maybe there are situations where we've had polluted water or our food has pesticides in it. Whatever is creating an environment that's not harmonious with us is then triggering a response from the protein and how it sits into the gene, and then the gene in turn expresses differently than it should otherwise. Our goal in healing for any healer and any true herbalist or medical intuitive is bringing you back to optimum health. So whenever you feel out of balance, there's something that's taken place that's moved you. And what I say to my clients is that you've been moved off center line. So if you start as a brand new pristine baby and you're on center line, and something doesn't feel right to you and you're uncomfortable, you've been moved off that harmonious center line. And babies, as you know, reach out for love. They reach out for affection. They reach out for any kind of feeling and nurturing that will pull them back into that sweet space. Initially speaking, they look for food, but soon they learn to look for love. And love is what we need all the way through life. Unfortunately, however, for us, we're trained out of that because we're taught, especially boys, stand up, be strong, don't cry, you know, if you fall down, get back up again, brush it off, be a man. And for women, oh, you know, just let it out and express yourself and that's okay, and we're more emotional. But everybody, male or female, is seeking the harmony again within themselves, and they're seeking love. And I've never found a time in dealing with all the people I've dealt with over 20 years that have never not needed that. And sometimes our pride gets in the way. Sometimes our conditioning gets in the way. When this happens, we're seeking a balance, but we have an obstacle between what we need and how to get there. So usually my job is to find out exactly how we find out the core of the situation. Where did it come from? What's really working on the person? Where are they out of balance? And then how is it that we get the obstacle that's in between them out of the way so we can connect again to their spirit or to their heart so that they can feel more whole again? We like to think that if someone else loves us, we're complete. And as a human being, that's true. But we also like to think that we need someone else to love us to be complete. And I would argue that that's not exactly true. What is true, and I found time after time after time, scientifically watching people, that if you find the balance within, if you lighten up, if you open your heart, you're okay. When you're sure that you're internally okay, everything around you is okay. And then you're loving another or receiving love from another from a very balanced place. And this in turn creates a harmony and a joy that radiates from you. And people say, oh, I love that person. They're great. Oh, I love to be around them. They feel so good. Well, what is it that feels good? What really feels good is that they're radiating a consistency that they're okay, that they're connected to their heart, they're connected to their spirit, they're connected to a feeling of well-being. They're not constricted, they're not tense, they're not shut down. So when you come in and you say, you know, I have this chronic condition, I have this issue, you know, blah, 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 I can look at the condition and say, okay, and what organ systems are affected by that? Okay, we see that. And now, how do we look at the emotions of that? And so there's ways to test for that. There's ways to discuss that. And usually it comes right out of the person. They start to talk about what they feel. And what they feel tells a story. The story talks about where they're harboring either fear, anger, resentment, sadness, trauma. And the goal then is to simply reach in and find a way to reduce that energetic imbalance or bottled up energy and release it so it can flow. Sometimes people experience that when they take herbs, because herbs have a particular resonance to them. They vibrate at a frequency, just like all plants do. When you eat a salad, it's vibrating at a frequency. When you have mixed greens, they all have their own signature vibration. And all of that is creating a harmony in your body. That's why it's good to have mixed vegetables, mixed food, mixed, a differential of things in your diet. There's a necessity to that. It's kind of like a symphony. You have many instruments in a symphony that make up a harmonious sound in an orchestra. And when one is not playing properly, it changes the entire sound. The output, the quality is different. So We're looking for how to create harmony in the body. And through the use of different modalities, we can actually figure out how to do that. So sometimes herbs create a harmonic resonance for people, and their property creates a physical change in the body. Like garlic is a degree 3 herb. It creates a strong physical change. Sometimes removing and dissipating the emotional loop that happens in the brain helps. Sometimes recognizing how the different organ systems are playing against each other because of feelings or emotions that are conflicting in the person also are a means by which this can happen. So it seems complicated, but really it's not. I don't think, and I've never thought, that healing is complicated. We're complicated. We make it complicated, and we have oftentimes really ourselves to blame for what we go through because we're 24/7 broadcasting. So I always ask people, what is it you're broadcasting? What is it that you're putting out right now as you sit here? And most of the time, people don't even know what they're broadcasting. And there is the issue. They aren't aware of what their subconscious mind is playing underneath it all, and they're broadcasting. We can see it. Other people can see it in others around us. But we ourselves oftentimes can't see it. We don't realize that we're broadcasting resentment, bitterness, fear, anger. And all illness is based on some kind of underlying imbalance, usually caused by fear, masked by anger or resentment or bitterness. And most cancer comes from shame, feeling shame. So when you're looking to find a healing, you're looking to find balance again. You're looking to feel okay. And when we come to a place where we can find our own equilibrium, we have an opportunity at that point to make a difference immediately on the spot, not 10 sessions from now, but immediately. And if you keep working with that and you're consistent, lo and behold, you'll find healing. I see it day in and day out. I've done it for many, many years. And at the end of an hour, someone can feel completely different than they did when they walked in. How's that possible? Because you're breaking the egoic chain of all the patterns that are going on in the brain. And when you do that, whether it's through a flower essence, an herb, maybe tapping, maybe hands-on healing, maybe just a kind word, sometimes a smile, and oftentimes a hug. These are things that we can't discount. Allopathic medicine has its place for us, and there's no doubt about it. But healing is far simpler than we give it credit for, and we try and make it very complicated. And I don't find it ever to be truly complicated. So I want to share with you different things that will bring to pass easier healing and how it comes about. I'll be talking when we come back from break about tapping, EFT, iridology, body system health. So stay with me. We'll be right back. Check out the website at makinglifebrighter.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And be sure to give me an email if you have questions. I'll try and email you back, or I'll put them on a show another day. radio@makinglifebrighter.com. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered trans medium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit makinglifebrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome back. This is Making Life Brighter. My name is Winifred Adams. I'm your host today, and I'm taking you through an explorative journey of modality healing. I'm a medical intuitive, so they call me, and a healer, and an herbalist, and a variety of other things. But really, I'd like to think of myself more as someone that helps facilitate balance. I've never liked all the terms and the conditions that people put on me in the world, or anyone else for that matter. What are you? Who do you be? What's your tag? What's your identity? I never called myself a medical intuitive until I was invited to become a part of the Medical Intuitive Association. I didn't have a website until a few years ago because everything was just word of mouth. I didn't like saying I was a healer because I'm not really doing the healing. It's coming through me. But I guess I was an herbalist by terms in society. But what are we really? We're a bundle of energy that's vibrating at a frequency, and how we resonate and what we resonate affects the world around us. So tags aside, and all the things that we call ourselves so that the world has an idea of where they can categorize us, all we're looking for is harmony. I mean, what if you took away your name? What if you took away your identity tag that you're a lawyer, accountant, nurse, doctor, healer? Who would you be? I ask this question often when I have people come into the office. Who are you? Oh, well, I do blah, blah, blah. No, no. Who are you? What? People want to know who we are based on a tag. So whenever someone comes in and they sit down and they say, I have this chronic problem. I can't get rid of this candida infection. It's just, I just have terrible candida, and I have this psoriasis, and it won't go away, and I have headaches and all these things. So what do we do with that? Well, the first thing I do is I look at the person and say, well, let me take you through a body system health analysis, because that's going to point to weakened organs. It's going to point to emotional components that are playing underneath it all, which may be weakening those organs. And it's going to point to an overall constitution that you may have been born with, which gives us insight as to what's going on with your body. So when someone comes in and they want a comprehensive analysis, I use the modalities of symptomology first. I ask, what are the symptoms you're feeling? And I begin to tag those to the organ systems that they go with. So if someone's having lots of migraines, I'll be looking at their liver. If someone's having a tremendous amount of headaches, I'll be looking at their liver and maybe even their circulatory system. If someone's having PMS, again, I'll be looking at their liver. I'll be looking at their calcium intake if I can and see if they need more calcium in their diet. Maybe they're not eating enough green. Maybe they're drinking too much coffee. Maybe they're over acid. It's looking at what will actually correspond with the symptoms. Someone's got a system where they're having a lot of kidney trouble, right? And they're having symptoms of chronic bladder infections. They're having symptoms of feeling pain in their kidneys, or they're not able to sleep well at night. They're getting up and they're urinating quite frequently. We're going to look at the kidneys and see, are the kidneys weak? Is it something else? You know, not always is it in the kidneys. So if we rule out the kidneys, then it could be the pancreas. Maybe the pancreas is not in balance, and the pancreas is telling us in the middle of the night it's too low in the blood sugar, and it needs to shoot some adrenaline into the system, and then lo and behold, you wake up and think you need to urinate, and you don't know why you're awake. Where some people would treat for insomnia, we're looking at the core. Where is it coming from? What's the imbalance? How has it come about? How did this symptom come about? That's what I'm looking for. So someone comes in and I say, okay, let me muscle test you. After I hear all your symptoms, I'm going to tag them to different organs and let me muscle test you. Let me find out through applied kinesiology what we can find out that the body's system says. This is not a diagnostic tool to say you have XYZ disease. It's a diagnostic tool to simply say what is weakened in the system and where can we support it. So you go through different pressure points in the body, and you actually test those to see if they're weak or they're strong. And sometimes you can find out if it's an emotional component or it's a physical component. And once you find that out, you can go from there. That makes it easy. Then the body says, if you test a certain herbs, yes, I like this one, I need that one, I need this one, please help me, I want some more calcium, I want this herb, etc. And usually, 99.9% of the time, it's always corresponding to what it is that you need. It's so rare that you would test for something that you don't need. It's like almost never. So you pull in what you need, and the body pulls out a large pile of different things accordingly, and then you narrow it down to just a few things that all work in perfect harmony to bring it back to balance. And it might be balance in stage one. Maybe it's not the complete healing, but it's part one. And once you get these different organs set in a certain way, you then take the herbs away and replace it with the corresponding minerals. And you keep that going while you fix the next set. And this gradually brings the vibratory frequency of that person back into balance. Now, you can test for the flower essences, and that's more of the emotional sector of things. And the flower essences can show you, is there more grief in the system? Is there more anger in the system? Is it stuffed anger? Is it venting anger? Is it anger from feeling self-conscious? Is it an anxiety, a fear? All these things can be an underlying issue. And the flower essences I use, which you can find on the website, are really effective, really effective. I don't go a single session without using those flower essences, and I love them. They work with everybody in every age group, and they make an immediate difference. I can test children that come in, and they can test for all these different herbs. As soon as I give them the flower essences they need only a quarter of the herbs they tested for previously. That's how much the emotions play upon people's body systems. So we're looking for the answer there. We're looking for something that will tell us what is it that's really underlying this. There are times, and it's often, that people have gotten themselves to a place where they really do need healing help on the spot. You must take the herbs. Some people have a chronic condition. They might take them for the rest of their life, but at least it's supporting that system. Now, I have people that smoke a lot, but they won't stop smoking. So we just support the system the entire time that they're smoking so the damage isn't too much. You know, I often treat people's colon for smoking rather than just their lungs. In Chinese medicine, the transverse colon correlates to the lungs. And oftentimes people have digestive issues and this and that. They also have chronic anxiety and nervous tension, etc. But again, we're going back to the core. Where is it really affected? If the transverse colon gets straightened out, the lungs have an easier time of it. If we can get rid of the anxiety, the person doesn't crave it so much. But that, again, takes us into the next step, which is usually a more core issue where there could be an addiction, an out-of-balance thyroid, could be more of an emotional component that's looping in the brain, and it keeps causing them to go back and choose that instead of what someone else might do in a situation like that. So all of these things come into play, and whenever someone comes in, I'm looking at everything all at once. How is that happening in the body? How did it come to pass? What's the effect? Is it chronic? Is it not chronic? And when I'm testing body systems, I'm looking at these things. Is this in a heated condition? Is it a cool condition? Is it an acute condition? What condition is each organ in, and how does that factor together? I had a man come in a year ago, and he had just come from the hospital, very, you know, strong young guy, very adept in his field, thought he had had a seizure or a stroke, and he was freaked out, and his testing showed that his pancreas was out of balance and that it suggested he could have a viral or a bacterial issue in the pancreas. And when treated for that and supporting that, all the symptoms went away. So it just depends on what you're looking at. It depends on how you're approaching the systems. And so we want to look at the body in terms of a whole. Even though we might break down the pieces and parts a little bit at a time, but we definitely want to see the body as a whole system. The entire body needs to function in harmony, but oftentimes the emotions change the chemistry of the body so radically that the actual systems are having trouble. And I've never known a situation where it's only a body system that's off. In fact, that's near to impossible. Your emotions are so strong in your system, proven time and time again with each session, that you absolutely can't deny how much they're working on you once you go through a tapping session or realize what that is. When I take people down to John of God for healing, they get a relief by being in a massive vortex of love. And so that as a whole begins to change their body systems and their chemistry. And what we want to do is, if you're not down at John of God, if you're not having that ability to shift yourself or even see what's working on you, we have modalities and tools by which we can help figure out where is this coming from and how do we alleviate it, whether it's through building or cleansing or offloading is what I call it. And when we offload the emotions, now we free up the body systems so they can actually work in a way that they were designed to. We give up on ourselves too easily. We're hardy, hardy beings in a body, but often bogged down by emotions many, many years in the making. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about EFT, tapping, and the effects of extreme tapping and what that can do for you. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making life brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years. Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that. Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter. My name is Winifred Adams, and I'm your host today. I'm the resident medical intuitive slash healer. Today, we're talking about healing modalities, body system health, and how we find out exactly what's working on us and how to fix it. I just was talking about how I look at body systems when someone comes to me in the office and says they have an ailment and how we work with that, sometimes through herbs, sometimes through flower essences, but basically how we come to understand where the core issue is and how we got to that point. And I was finishing the last segment talking about how emotions are crucial to all the things that we experience physically. Recently, I had someone come in who had a terrible sensitivity to light. And he's just been suffering something fierce between sound and light. And this is making his life extremely difficult. So after chatting with him a bit, we went into the modality of EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, as created by Gary Craig, also called tapping, as it's popularly known now. And we use that to work with him and find what was working on him underneath all of his sensitivity. And after going through some core emotional issues that he'd been dealing with, some of which he knew, some of which I brought to the surface in working with him, I could then take him outside and have him stand in bright sunlight without darkened glasses on and actually stand there tapping and look at the sunlight. Now, not directly at the sun, of course, but to still stand in the sunlight. And this is someone that had been suffering greatly, has to wear glasses, can't be outside, you know, anything is trouble when it comes to light or sound around him. And he could do that. And he could do it immediately upon tapping. It didn't take 3 days to set in. It didn't take 6 weeks or 6 months. It was immediate. So what does that tell us exactly? That's telling us that what's going on in our brain chemistry, and that they're proving more and more now with Dr. Amen's brain scans and all the other technology that's coming out about brains, is our brain waves and the chemistry created in our brain is so powerful it can override almost anything in our systems. Going back to Dr. Bruce Lipton again, your belief system creates a chemistry that then in turn creates an issue. Or, let's say, according to Bruce, an expression. Now, I'm going to call it an issue. He calls it an expression. And in this case, I see people ongoing that keep creating an issue. And we undo the issue, and they might create it again. Oftentimes, they'll never be able to create it again the same way they could in the past because we've actually disrupted the neurons in the brain where the issue was created and making that chemistry. So when we do EFT or tapping, or I do it in the office and bring someone in, I tell them literally, what's going to happen to you is wherever this loop that's not serving you is going round and round in your brain and creating the chemistry that then creates your symptoms, we're going to go in and tap away where they actually sort of break apart, if you will, not harming you and not causing you any, you know, bad symptoms. And once that's done, you simply can't go back and create the same chemistry again easily. Now, some things are a little more difficult and take a little more work, like addiction. And addiction also takes into play someone's weakened thyroid, or, you know, other deep underlying issues, or perhaps an environment where someone's continually around the same thing that they don't need to be around anymore. We are influenced by our environment. We're influenced by other people. We're influenced in a way that doesn't serve us oftentimes. And yet we can't see well enough through the trees to choose out of that. But when you do have a moment of clarity, you can choose out of the things that you're doing or experiencing that aren't serving you. So when someone comes in and sits down, they might not believe that that's possible. But whether they believe it or not, we can make it happen in real time, like the fellow with the issue of the sunlight. And he has no choice but for his ego to believe it because it really just happened. And this happens day in and day out. And people will say, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could feel this good. Oh my gosh, I feel like myself again. I had no idea that this could be this easy. And in fact, it is. When you sit down and tap, you know, people don't really apply themselves. I'll just say that right up front. When I first started tapping, I tapped for up to an hour a day for 6 months, sometimes more than that. I took so many post-it notes, sticky notes, and everything in between. I put every feeling I had. I went through every issue, feeling, whatever came up, and I kept with it. So tapping isn't something I went and learned in a seminar for a weekend and said, now I'm a tapper. I did it. I changed my life. I changed my blood from what the doctor told me at the time was sticky blood. My fibrinogen levels were high. I had had Epstein-Barr. I'd had pneumonia mycoplasma. I was dying. After much research and many of my own, you know, exploratory methods of what I needed to do to heal, I took the responsibility of getting down to the underlying core issues that were at task and taking them on one by one, as painful as it felt at times, and never giving up. I went through it. 6 months later, the doctor said, wow, you must have taken that heparin, the needles that I told you to put in your gut. And I said, I never took heparin. I never took a needle. I didn't do anything but natural healing in this. Well, your blood levels are great, he said. How can this be? I mean, it's obvious you must have taken something. Nope. I cleaned up that which was, let's call, sticky in my life. And in doing so, it showed on my blood work. But I didn't let it go, and I didn't do it partially either. I really put my whole heart into it, and I continue to do it even today. You see, people think that when they have relief, as soon as they have relief because they're suffering, and in fact, actually, they come to healers and they say, give me relief. Okay, so maybe they get relief, but they don't take their responsibility in the healing, and therefore they recreate the issue and it comes back. Well, when you do that, you're not serving yourself because you're not actually healing. You're just alleviating. So people that tap oftentimes tap a little bit and then they stop. And they tap part of the way and they don't really want to. And then the ego gets stronger. And the egoic construct, which is sort of our little voice in our head that says, you know, all the things that are wrong with us or why we shouldn't be doing something or that we're not worthy of something, that little negative voice in our head gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And it literally creates a chemistry loop in the brain whereby the body has a response to it. And then you become off-center. And then your systems become off-center. And then you make choices from being off-center. From that place, it's very difficult to get back to center because it's almost like someone pulled a shade down over you and you have a mask in front of you and you can't get back on center because you don't even realize what you're doing or thinking. You have no idea anymore what you're really broadcasting. And that's where someone comes in who can facilitate because they can see what you're broadcasting. The gift that I've been given is to empathically feel what people are broadcasting and feel what they think underneath it. So I say out loud the things that they don't even know they're feeling until I say it, and then they break down crying, realizing that they're feeling that. And we move through it, and it gets better, and they feel better. And after an hour, they feel more like themselves. So tapping is an immensely effective method, one of the most valued methods we have today in our society to use for anything that you have going on. Because underneath everything is an emotional component. And there is absolutely no one, except maybe an enlightened being or master, that's exempt from that. We all have feelings. We all interpret things from the point of view of our ego. And we all create something. You're co-creating every single moment of every day. So what are you creating? What are you believing? What belief systems are you exercising about the world? It's a constant effort. If it weren't, we'd all be enlightened, and it would be very easy. But in fact, it's not. So what's the struggle? Well, we learn as we go, and tapping is one of the most effective ways in which to do it. And when I can work with people on Skype, I can work with people, you know, in person, I can work with people in groups, and it's all the same. And everyone begins to see, oh, I was responsible for that. How about that? And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the last modality for this particular show, and that's going to be iridology, which is a study of the colored portion of the iris as it pertains to your body systems. And I'll have an upcoming show with Ellen Tart Jensen, and I can't wait because she's a great mentor. And she is the daughter-in-law of Bernard Jensen, father of iridology. So when we come back, we'll be talking about iridology. So stay tuned, stay with us. Send an email if you want to at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. And you can always look at our upcoming shows at makinglifebrighter.com. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter,
your health and healing resource.
With 20 years of successful healing, Medical Intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Are you struggling with loss in your life? Whether it's grief, personal healing, or serious life changes that you are dealing with, tune in to Voices for Healing with host Kathy Roberts. Everything that happens to us teaches us and gives us hope and possibility. Kathy and her guest experts will bring you the tools that you need to start the healing process. There are so many ways to transform loss. Where can we take you? Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Thank you for listening and welcome back to Making Life Brighter. This is Winifred Adams, Medical Intuitive, and I'm sharing with you body system modalities and health and healing today. I just finished talking about tapping in the last segment and how EFT and the modality of emotional freedom technique can work to help alleviate the underlying emotional components that create physical issues in our body. And now I'd like to talk about iridology, which is the study of the colored portion of the iris as it relates to body systems. Iridology is one of the most important components I use for analyzing people's body systems. I don't diagnose, I don't actually treat like a doctor would, but I analyze a system and find weakened systems and then help support those systems through herbology, flower essences, other healing modalities, whether it be hands-on healing or tapping or something of that nature. And in this case, iridology was one of the first things I ever learned and one of the most fascinating modalities that I have come to know. There's always something more to learn, and later on, we'll be having Ellen Tart Jensen come on and speak of her expertise in iridology, so you don't want to miss that show because it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So stay tuned to the website because I'll be announcing when that will be, and Ellen's just a gem. She's really, really, really good at iridology. Iridology first was presented to me through Stephen Horn, one of my mentors and herbal mentors as well. And I learned that also by great study. When I first started doing healing work, I asked people to be my guinea pigs, and I wanted them not to tell me a single thing about themselves, but rather I would tell them what I found. And this worked really well for my learning curve because I was able to discern what was going on in their systems and then match it up to what they were calling for and why. So this helped me quite a bit, and I learned so much so quickly with iridology. Now, in iridology, generally speaking, people have two colored eyes. There's either brown or there's blue. Now, there's sometimes a binary constitution that people talk about, but we're going to focus mostly on the two. And when someone has a brown eye, they're generally predisposed to things like in the liver and the blood and all that kind of thing. And those with blue eyes are more commonly affected by issues with the heart, the circulatory, the nervous system, the kidneys, etc. So that right there tells you a little bit about what you're dealing with right off the bat. Now, it's a generalization, but a common generalization. We oftentimes have, you know, specifics to each one of us. And it doesn't mean you rule out anything in particular with any person. You look at everything. But it will explain a little bit more why this person's having this tendency. Now, the tissue fiber in the blue part of the iris, for example, is like telling a little bit about the personality types. In the personality typing of iridology, you can see a predisposition toward someone who's very uptight and tense, or someone who's very flamboyant and outgoing, someone that might be up and down and up and down. And this tells you how their body systems function. And I liken it to a person driving a car. So if you drive a car across country and you're constantly putting your foot to the floor on the pedal and you're gunning it, you're wearing out the organ systems quickly. Whereas if you're gradually putting your foot on the gas and you're running the car easily, you don't wear out the system so much. So when people have this kind of disposition in their eye, the constitution that shows that they might have a personality type that is up and down, back and forth, it tells me how their organ systems in general are running. And this then leads to an answer about maybe the symptoms that they're having. And so I found this fascinating over the years because it really does prove to be true. It proves out in what they test for that they need support with. It proves in their emotional components, what we tap for. It's like one big easy picture. It's a giant story that's very telling. And so I found iridology to be very, very successful and helpful because it points to an overview right out the door. And it even shows things that are happening before they happen. You'll see lines coming into different time clocks in the iris. It's as if you took a map and put it over the eye, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And within those, you have different organ systems, different time frames, and it's like a grid. And when things are different colors coming in, there's different changes in tissue fiber, there's holes in the tissue, all of that says something about a system. All of that talks about a weakness in a particular area. And then that matches usually with the symptoms that people come in with and talk about. And sometimes there's surprises. I had a fellow come in with a lack of hearing, and his circulatory system was so off. When I looked in his eye, I said, I think we need to work on your circulatory system first. Then we'll deal with your hearing. And really, if you think about it, whatever is going on with his hearing is a delivery system. He needs the circulatory to be delivering the minerals to the area and have that cleaned up before maybe even working on the actual issue of the hearing. So I've seen that many, many times over. But I've found iridology to be an accurate tool that can give an overview of an entire constitution. Were you born weakened? Were you born strong? Was there an organ system that maybe was affected? Did you have an accident? It'll show up in the eye as like a broken bone or something. There'll be a mark there. It's amazing what the eye will show. And the further the study of iridology, the easier it is to assess people in a quick manner that helps you get right to the core of what it is they need. So when I have Ellen on and we talk about this, she's going to talk about different things with nutrition and other things that she's known to be effective when she finds different things in the eye. So I just want to share with you a variety of modalities. Today we've talked about body system health as a whole, how your emotions can work with you, and iridology as a tool to look at what's weakened in the body system and seeing an overview to the entire body, even when you were born. And so this is just a few of the modalities that are out there for people to choose among, but it's one way in which when someone comes to see me, I can quickly assess what's going on with them at a core level and get to it and heal it very quickly. So without that, it makes it a little more challenging. You're relying more on intuition. But I like diagnostic tools that prove things. And in this case, all these tools are ways in which we can prove what's happening in a more scientific manner. So I want to thank you for being with me today. Be sure to come back next week and stay tuned. Check out the website and find out what's upcoming. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and if you have questions or you have an interesting story, please email me at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. I'm grateful for your listening and for your participation, and I'll be happy to answer questions on the show and upcoming shows if you have some about body system health. So stay tuned, and go ahead and make your life brighter by doing something sweet for somebody else. Go out into the world and have a fabulous, jolly day. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.
You are my rose.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.